Welcome to another episode of Words and Wine, where I speak about business, books, and big questions, and drink wine to ease my nerves. I'm Lauren Kress. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Words and Wine, where I talk about business, books, and big questions. Episode 9. What a hot weekend. I hope everyone survived. I can't believe it's the middle of March and we have had weather like this. It's just absolutely crazy. And as such, I'm not drinking a wine. I'm drinking Kilkenny. It's probably one of my favorite stouts. This evening, I'm going to be talking about when to take the leap into starting your own business. And specifically, we're going to be talking about starting at the end and finishing at the start. And this is something that I think is really, really important for getting yourself ready to become an entrepreneur, to become a business founder. So first things first, I think there's a bit of a misconception about taking a leap. So actually, when you start a business, there are lots of leaps you need to take, and you will continue to take leaps. So the first leap that you take is from perhaps working, whether it's full-time or part-time, into actually fully working in your business. That's a big leap. The next leap, though, becomes about sort of working through these various decisions that you'll need to make for your business. So, for example, when to scale, when to hire. Every time there's an element of risk involved, and that's part of what it is to be a business owner. And you know, that doesn't ever really stop. If you want to continue growing and continue learning, there's always going to be these new transitions and new leaps that you need to take. I think a lot of the hesitation in taking that first leap into your business is around money. It's around whether or not you're going to be able to make this business work. And, you know, that's a really hard decision to make. So there's a few things that I would recommend thinking about. The first is do you have enough cash personally to give yourself a bit of time without pay? So have you built up a bit of savings, a bit of sort of backup that if, you know, everything goes wrong and you need to go and find a job, do you have that financial support? If not, you need to make sure that you have some sort of backup plan. So even if it's not for yourself, maybe it's a family member you can lean on or a friend, but make sure that you're in a position where you really feel like if everything goes wrong, you are not left, you know, completely financially ruined. I think that's important not only for your personal life and your personal well-being, but it's actually important for your business as well. So when you start a business and you're going and talking to customers and you're talking about what you're trying to achieve, you really want to be coming from a place of passion. You don't want to be coming from a place of desperation. And actually, clients and customers can really sniff this out. So if you're purely in it for the money and you're really desperate for money from the start, clients are going to be able, and customers are going to be able to tell that, and it's going to put your business at risk. So you really want to feel financially secure, at least for a period of time during that first transition from full-time work or part-time work into your business. Now, some people may also actually start their business part-time. So what you could do is look at cutting back hours at work in order to start trying things out with your business. And I think that can be a really, really good move as well. It really just depends on what your personal situation is. So for me, what I did is my business officially started in the beginning of the financial year, July 2017. But in the months leading up to that, from about March, my previous business partner and I actually discussed the plans for our business so that we had an idea of what we were launching by the time we launched it. The other thing you really want to think about is if you can, how much you can bootstrap. So again, this is good for you personally, for your personal finances, but it's actually also good for your business. So a lot of the time when we actually have budget to throw into a business when it starts, it actually doesn't force us to be creative with how we're growing our business. And I think that can actually put us at a disadvantage. Bootstrapping and starting off from scratch can actually be a really good way to force you into solving problems in a creative way and really working out whether or not you feel like the business is right for you. Now, I did say that I was going to talk about the end starting with the end and then finishing up at the start. So the reason I was saying that is that you don't want to start a business thinking about the next 3 months. You do want to have that leeway, that space. But what you really want to do is make sure that where you're trying to get to is somewhere that you feel really excited about and really passionate about. So this is something that I have talked about previously in a couple of episodes. What should I do with my life and business vision, mission, and values? We talked about with vision, really thinking about the end in mind. What is the destination for your business? But I want you to also think about this. So if the world was your oyster, if you didn't have to worry about money, which I have said before, where do you want to end up? So tying those kind of two things together, where do you want to be and how do you want to be living your life? Because if you start thinking about that, it's really going to help you work out what you're willing to sacrifice in the short term to get there. Do you want to be in your business day to day, operating the business, running the business, working with a team? Do you want to start multiple businesses? And so do you need that business to scale and maybe you're going to sell it one day? Those kinds of things, start thinking about where you actually want to end up. Even if it's 20 years down the track, do you want to be spending your time traveling or do you want to spend your time in one particular area? What do you want your life to actually look like in the long term and how do you want to be spending your time? I also want you to think about what you're really, really passionate about. So what you absolutely love, what you feel like you would do for free. So we've covered this before, but I really want to just dig a little bit deeper into that in saying that, because I've experienced this recently myself, where I was passionate about marketing and marketing consulting, but what I'm really, really passionate about is making sure that the kind of businesses that I'm working with are businesses that are doing some good for our society. And so really shifting that and making sure that every client that I work with is a client that I really believe in and I want to be a part of and I believe they are doing a good thing, that has been a really important pivot, a really important shift for me. And so I wanted to share that with you to start to really just finesse that passion a little bit more. What types of people do you want to be working with every day? Do you want a staff? Do you want a team of people under you? Do you want to have colleagues that you work alongside or peers you work alongside? Think about actually what it's going to feel like if you could be doing what you'd want to do every day. And the other thing that I've really learned is once I tapped into that, I just actually didn't even feel like I was working anymore. My work doesn't feel like work. It feels like part of my life. It feels like something that I can just enjoy. And that's a really, really powerful and positive, obviously positive thing to have in your life. But clients can tell that as well. So it's actually really good for your business. If you look at businesses that really do well, often they're led by people who really believe in what they are doing and they really believe that they are making a positive difference in the lives of their customers, in the lives of their audience. Like I said, this is sort of like a bit of a win-win scenario. What's going to work for your life is most likely going to affect the kind of business that you run and how well your business does. If you're just in your business to make money, don't do that. Just work for someone else. If all it is about money to you, you're much better off having a secure job. But if it's about making money long term, if you're thinking about it in terms of the long term investment and where you want to get to isn't in that 9-to-5 job down the track, you can start to really feel like, okay, maybe I am willing to sacrifice a little bit for now in order to achieve those goals in the long run. I think the result of all of this is that you do get to live the life that you desire, that you do get to really feel like you can love what you do each day. And that's definitely been the case for me. And so that risk also becomes something that isn't so scary. You started with the end in mind, you've started with where you want to get to, and then you kind of work back from there. So when is it right to take the leap? It's right to take the leap when you feel like the sacrifices you're going to be making in the short term are worth it in the long run. there will be times where you struggle and there will be times where it is really challenging and really scary. And it's really important that you have people around you who are going to remind you of that long-term goal and who are going to be able to support you in the short term. So like I said, have a financial backup plan. If everything goes wrong, what's the worst that can happen? If you're not in a position where you're comfortable with worst case scenario, then you need to work on that first. Don't take the leap until you've worked out, worst case scenario, I'm okay with this. Be comfortable with that. That's going to make sure that when you're out there starting to grow your business and doing business development, you don't sound like someone who's desperate or someone who is just after the money. You're someone who instead is comfortable with where you're at. And if you get business, great, because then you get to do what you love to do. So I think that's a really important mindset to be in before you take that leap. Also, the other thing that you really need to do is set realistic expectations. So don't sit there thinking that you're going to make millions of dollars in the first year. You need to be calculating a relevant and realistic target for your business. And this is why I'm saying bootstrapping is important as well. So let's say you're in a business where you actually do get some funding. If you get funding, be really tight with that funding. Don't sit there and go out and employ heaps of people straight away. Test your product, test your service, make sure you've got the right mix. Get out there and talk to potential customers first, and then launch it in a way that is appropriate so that you can grow at a steady pace. Rapid growth really quickly is actually very hard to manage, especially if you've just started your first business. And that can lead to things like bankruptcy. It can lead to things of insurmountable debt. So make sure that you're growing at a pace that you're really comfortable with. And like I said, when you're ready for that leap, when you're ready to make some of those sacrifices, you're ready for that leap when you know that worst case scenario, you're comfortable with that outcome. And so that manageable risk is a really, really important thing for starting a business. Okay, guys, I hope that has been helpful. Always great to chat with you. Please feel free to leave your comments below. If you'd like to subscribe, you can subscribe here. And the video that I'd recommend watching along with this is just down here as well. All right, thanks, guys, and have a good night.